You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This is our very special happy birthday episode to Vinny Stigler, Lulu DeBella. Here we go. Welcome to the Diablo.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me. Yeah.
All right. So, yo, this is really awesome. So this is different for all of us, right? Because we've been doing this via YouTube and online and on Skype, and it's been very difficult. So I'm excited to have in-person people. So thank you so much.
Good to be around friends.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And a special occasion because both of your guys' birthday today. So I feel blessed to spend it with you guys today in my brand new store.
Beautiful
so thank
store.
You. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Static Era in Connecticut. So here we go. So the way the show works, if you guys haven't...
Shout out to the South.
Oh, there you go. The way the show used to work prior to... you know, the camera shit was we go around and ask everybody what's going on. Yeah. So let's just kick it off. Heath, what's new with you since last I talked to you? What's happening?
I had a tooth infection.
I saw that. Tell us a little bit about that.
I want to tell you kids, fuck punk rock, stay, get a city job. besides that, I did a video for my metal band, Deathstone Inferno.
Sick.
Last Sunday. And the Sunday before that, I did a... my group Spick with Joe Fatal and Big Lito. So we did a song in Queens. And shout out to Richie Fire, RD Tattooing.
Awesome, man. Yeah, I saw both of those videos. They look amazing. Do we know when those are coming out? The Death Star one looks...
Yeah, Death Star's amazing. The guitar player, Stefan, does everything. He's German, so you know how they are. but I think my grandparents are rolling in the graves. but besides that, fucking great... Death Star Inferno's great. Shout out to Stefan. Writes all the music. It's crossover shit. It sounds like Machine Head meets fucking Carnival.
That's sick. Yeah, so we're going to have... we're going to be running all the socials for that. Lou, what have you been up to, man, during this break? I mean, you guys have been a little bit busy,
dying,
so...
you know.
No, don't say that. New record just came out you guys. Tell us really quick. We're going to hit on it a little bit, but quickly, tell us a little bit about the new record.
It's just a two-song EP right now. It's called House... What was that? It's a two-song EP called House of Grief. It's just a prelude to the full EP, seven-song EP that's coming out. Sorry about that.
No, it's all right.
It's got a song called House of Grief and a remake of Necropolis City. You guys put out.
Yep. Put that out early on.
Yeah.
Awesome. Stigma, what have you been listening to lately or checking out? Movies, anything?
Well, anyway, I the last thing I checked out was the Lou's new EP.
Awesome.
Yeah,
it's really
fucking
good.
Hard.
Yeah.
Really good.
Lou, really good.
Congratulations. That was really great.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
did that at Barkin, Richie Kennan, our guitar player. Finally,
yeah, Richie
had his dream and finally opened up his own studio.
Yeah, no, really,
good for Richie. It's called House of Grief.
The EP
is that because it worked with Matty Pasta and Ritz?
Matty Pasta is my friend.
And that Reaper. And that Reaper, reaping his
home.
I was wearing my balls. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I tagged him in the birthday message. I tagged him. I said, they called me Gavon because he loved that so much.
That's amazing. Well, we've had some really big records the past couple weeks. I just want to shout a few of them here. So I'm going to start first keeping it with Connecticut shit, right? So earlier in the beginning, you saw that there was a birthday cake donated to our two guests from Michelizzi's Ice in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And I want a quick shout out to Jay. And his band Crossover, they just recently reissued their old demo. They brought it back with some live tracks. This shit is sick. It's like some old Connecticut thrash shit that everybody should check out. You're going to see this on the screen. And then, of course, we can't talk about New Connecticut releases without talking about the heavyweights of them all. The brand new Avery. So, again, huge shout out to Wayne and Josta and Frank and Beatty and Matt Bernsey, the guys in Hatebreed. Obviously, in our store, it's a big influential band around here. They've got their new record, Weight of False Self. We've been spinning it. It's fucking awesome. So, shout out to those two things. And then two other really quick little things. By the time you watch this, there's going to be a new Cruel Hand coming out on Static Era Records that we're putting out. It was just released, by the time you watch this, the new single produced by Zeus. So you can pre-order that. And then I also want to shout out our boy Tom Sheehan. He has a new band with the guys from Mind Force, actually.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, called Colossus. So that demo's coming soon. So check that shit out. So a couple of things just to talk about.
Yeah, Cruel Hand. Yeah,
Cruel Hand, yeah. Shout out to
them. Don't change them, guys. I toured with them before they were Cruel Hand.
Yeah. Outbreak.
Outbreak.
Shout out to Ryan. Sigma knows what's up, man.
Is that the guy that mugged the guy, caught the guy, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, he was in Outbreak.
Right, I used to crank call him. Yeah. I used to crank call him. I could crank call him right now. I can. I could do it.
Hold on. Talk about crank calling?
Hey.
Okay.
I should crank call this mother.
All right. So I'm going to go. I want to hear the first story I want to hear is, Stigma, what is your first early memory of Danny?
All right. First of all, he was about 10 years old. He used to knock fucking 40-year-old guys out. No problem. I was with him. I said, yo, get out of the way, kid. I said, yo, mind your business. I swear to God I was there. I gotta say, tough motherfucker. Unbelievable. I can't believe he was like 12 years old knocking 45-year-old guys out. I can't believe it.
Beat me in handball. Beat me in handball.
In Mott Street.
That's on my own court.
I got beef.
You know, Italians are handball.
Puerto Rican.
No way.
I'm having Puerto Rican. No way. Let's go.
I gotta special up because he beat me in handball. Until today, I'm scarred.
We're gonna have to get a rematch with you guys.
Oh yeah, we can do that.
That would be awesome, man.
Stigma.
Yeah, man. I mean, dude, just again, super excited to have both of our guests here. So, Lou, you and actually Ezek go back too. You guys. There we go.
His story's here.
Yeah, I want to hear about that. Because for those who don't know, guys played in Scarhead together.
God, poor Lou.
Yeah.
I remember Lou going on tour and Lou was diagnosed with cancer.
Horrifying.
But we didn't know yet.
We didn't know. I was like, nigga, man up. Yeah. Poor guy's cancer, I'm telling you, stop being a bitch. Yo, we gotta play the next show. Poor guy had cancer, that's what I'm trying to say.
I had just started dating this girl at the time. Am I supposed to look over here?
Yeah. Anywhere, yeah.
And right before we left, supposed to start dating this girl. And the whole time I'm complaining about pains and my legs and shit like this, like really, I'm like crying almost, you know. And they're going, "Oh man, you fucking bitch!" In the meantime, we're getting every night fucking brawls, like breaking bottles over heads and fucking.
Who's the most brutal tour in the world?
Yeah, and one of the most brutal fights in hardcore history, besides Ignatius Front of the Plate. Was similar to that. Very similar.
No, it was great.
Because it was a three-story fucking... But
oh, my God. We had to get out of there.
What was the...
Detroit.
Yeah, but it was the Eminem movie. They had the...
8 Mile. We played there with Gorilla Biscuits.
Wait, I got a story.
So we're in St. Andrew's Hall, right?
Tell me.
We're playing the fucking show. And we're on the tour already, and we're all fucked up looking out because we're worn out and shit. And it was us,
Hatebreed,
Madball, Cold as Life, and Earth Crisis.
And our roadies were Lash.
Yeah. Scam.
They're not roadies. They're troublemakers.
So what happens now is that when the hardcore show shut down, they opened it up to a dance party. But they let us stay there.
Right.
And at the top of the floor, they were handing out for free for a limited, they're handing out quarts, 32 ounces of
bottles. Wow.
To walk around with.
Next
thing you know, Scam's on the fucking DJ, and he got stabbed. He got stabbed.
A scratch.
And when that happened, it was us against the entire I'm not even joking around. It was us versus everybody in the whole fucking... It just went, boom, blew out of control. Fucking, we had the fucking... I smashed the guy with the court, and then he's that comes behind me. And, he did it first, and then they did it second. No, threw the guy out the window. Yeah, fucking, yeah.
Do you remember the guy? Just went to Hoya, just goes out to Hoya. So there's a funny
story. Oh, Boston Mike was there too.
Boston Mike. So all of a sudden, we're fighting like Michigan dudes, right? Midwest fucking football players.
Yeah,
right?
Straight up.
Like, hillbilly. Like, yeah. So one guy's like, "What's up?" And I go, "What's up?" So I pick up a chair. I pick up a love seat. I pick it up and the love seat. He bounced off his head. He's like, ah! He runs right at me. And when he ran at me, Hoyer saw this. I went, oh, shit. So when he ran at me, I hit him, boom! And I knocked him out, but he felt like he was knocked out. And I was like, get him off me!
Get him off me!
But there's one part of this whole story. We're running out, the cops come in, and me and Lou DiBella, do you remember what I said to you?
What?
With the box?
Oh, no, I did, yeah. Let me get to that.
So I got a little nervous during this fight. I played baseball my whole life. I got a good fucking arm, a good eye at one point. So I was standing behind the bars, and I had all the empty bottles. And I remember Boston Mike going, oh, yo, Lou, he's fucking... throwing the fucking, like, he's throwing fastballs. And I'm going, bing, 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 like this. Bing, 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 off people's heads. We come run out. He's like, goes, take the cash box. Run out the cash box. I grabbed the fucking cash box.
I was like, no, fuck that. We're all on jail. Yeah. And it was your train tickets. Wait, you got to punish them. Let's go back.
We ran to the house.
Yes, the crazy one.
Yeah, yeah. We hit out in his house. And we
got No.
With the beard. Oh, what the fuck?
Roy Boy, Jeff.
Was it Jeff?
The crazy one, tattoo face.
It's all of them.
Doug.
So he gets down, and we see the cash box like this. Like,
well, open the cash box and drink tickets.
It's all fucking tickets. and he had that squirrel. Half cat, half squirrel.
Yeah, Midwest. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
He had a cat that was bred with a squirrel. It had like a squirrel tail. Like this.
It's one of them fancy cats, you know. Fancy pieces.
But they called us.
Fancy pieces.
The promoter called up the next day. He said, you guys are never allowed to play in Detroit ever again.
Yeah, okay.
They put 23 people in the hospital.
Yeah.
And none of us, we were fine.
Yeah. I remember playing back. It was like a lot of people had... affiliations with other people out there. It was like, for like a few months, a full year, it was like kind
of
bad.
Yeah, but speaking of Detroit, I'll be playing there on April 22nd at the Magic Stick. So come on down, it's a Thursday night.
Yeah. Who says we can't play there?
Where were we, Al Capone's vault?
That's Chicago.
Diablo's Corner.
Diablo's Corner.
I love it. Could play underneath the Giants, the field goal where Jimmy Hoffa's buried. Down there, you know?
Happy birthday, Lou DiBella.
Happy birthday to Lou DiBella. So I want to talk a little bit. Shout out to Ian McFarlane, who did one of the greatest films.
Great movie. Yeah.
The Godfather's a hardcore.
I cried.
It was one of the best things. I actually got tears.
Yeah, my Roger was told.
I was like, Vinny, man. That's the best. You made the
whole thing. Yeah, I mean, listen, I was super fortunate to work on a couple different parts of that with Vinny and Ian. So shout out to Ian. I was super blessed. So I do want to ask, like, Vinny, what was that like watching that movie? I mean, it was done so well. What was that like for you to see everything like that presented? Is that surreal feeling? Like, what's that like?
A little bit surreal, you know. It's just a trilogy of life. Yep. You know, I've been there, done that with you. I've been there with you out there. You know, and we all miss you guys.
Shout out to
and
everybody
you,
watching at home.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, so it was just a thing, you know, you do. You just be yourself. Do what you got to do. It's not like my movie that
we're going to reissue. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about
New York Blood. We're doing New York Blood with the best of Stigma.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, I had to bring that up. I can't help it.
No, I'm glad. It's all natural. It's all good. And it's all that, you know, it's all...
One of the coolest things, I think, for me as a fan was seeing all of the archival footage. And I've talked about this before. Like, how fucking cool to see some of that stuff. Like, again, like, some of those early shows, you know, or where they're talking, interviewing you guys on those public access shows.
Today's my birthday, so people have been, like, shooting pictures.
Crazy old
and
pictures.
And like, wow, I don't remember that. Like, you know.
What was the first year First year you went to Europe? What year
was 90.
What was that experience like?
Well, the wall was just up or just fell.
Just fell
89, so we're there in 90. And we started playing sanctuary shows. When we first started touring Eastern Europe, there were no roads, no gas stations. Money was different. You go to here, you got to change the money. You go over there, you got to change the money. You starve the whole time. So as far as like the road, the pavement, because they sleep.
I can sleep, no problem.
Only
a few beers. Remember going to Poland in 95? That was horrible.
He wakes up early in the morning. Wakes up the whole bus. Right? I see you there in the corner of my eye. I know.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Listen, this is the closest thing we can get to a show until it comes back, and I needed this. I appreciate it. Here, man. So, talking about the movie and just all the travels, you guys did do a new record around the time. AF did a new record. Tell us a little bit about that record.
Which record?
Come on.
We made like 1,000 records.
All right.
anyway, just like anything else, it's like the same thing like the movie. It matches the movie. It's me, you, it's us, it's what's going on.
No, I love it.
Stuff like that, you know? I mean, I tried the best I could.
You're the only band out of New York City that helps other New York City bands out, and the only band that I'm saying for the hardcore band that does the thing and is cool with the people. The bands that from New York City that play Europe all the time and don't even talk to the fans or don't care. Fuck. But you are always there in the mix.
That's
why I love you.
Not like that, but these guys are very well respected from back then.
Yeah.
In the thrash metal, from the thrash bands
crossover.
To the fucking crossover bands to the punk bands. Yeah. They related
to everyone. Everyone has a Nazi Front shirt.
Yeah.
Like Metallica loves Misfits. Metallica loves a Nazi Front. Come on. Everyone loves a Nazi Front.
Well, that's what was cool, like watching that movie, like when you know, just watching the feedback from all of these people, like saying, like, oh, this movie was. You know, I can't believe it. Just watching the names of people that were affected by it. I mean, even from, you know, like I was telling you before, I mean, this store doesn't happen without a love for Agnostic Front. You know what I mean?
I saw Deceased, the death metal band. Deceased, they were up there and they did you know, killing's my business. My favorite fucking Eliminator.
That's
trash as fuck.
Awesome. That's like smoke on the water of.
That's hard.
Yeah, it's how when I wrote that riff, I wrote like the smoke on the water type riff because I wanted to use the whole neck of the guitar. Like, you know what I mean? Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. I never thought that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is
great
amazing,
album.
Man.
I'm a musical genius. What can I tell you?
So obviously, Lou, like Sub-Zero, AF is a huge influence. Tell us a little bit about the beginning era of getting Sub-Zero off the ground and how that came together. For people that don't know, you guys also have a huge history, put out a bunch of records that people know. And
we only put out like 3.
But it's been over a very long period of time.
What's the fuck MTV one?
Happiness Without Peace.
That's the one that's on Section Media, right?
Album.
But the band came from Richard Kennan, was in Breakdown in 80. He wrote like the songs like All I Ask and 89. No, before that. He was in there before that. It was All I Ask. What was the other song? Kiss and Dismissed. With Mark Sisto. Who played an MP for a little while.
See, this is what's good.
Oh, my God!
I know they mingled around a little
bit. Yo, what's
up with Mark Sisto?
Right,
Jay. What happened to him?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's probably dead.
You remember we toured together, me and you? Yeah. And I was drunk. And you backed into the thing and you broke the window in the back of it and I threw up in the cup.
Oh, yeah.
I had to throw up.
I'm all right, guys.
I'm like, I'm all right.
I'm all right. I'm all right. And then he's got the
peanut
allergies. He's dying in the corner. Eddie Ortiz.
And Richie Eyes with the eyes.
But yeah, so that's, you know. I remember when we...
I apologize for throwing up in your van.
No, it was a rental.
I know that, I know, but still. You gotta have it cleaned.
But when we first started, we did our first show. We did our first show in New York City, mm-hmm. with Rorschach, Lights Blood, Eye for an Eye, and it's fucking crazy, whatever. But our first Connecticut show we played was with the Anthrax, and
yeah, you're totally right.
And this guy, my father used to make flyers for us because he had a Xerox machine at his place. And, Vinny, remember this? And he's in the parking lot, the Anthrax, and my father comes at the time with a suit and tie, you know? Fucking, you know, gangster looking, you know what I mean? Fucking the nose and the fucking hair. And he comes up to Vinny, and he goes, I'm looking for my son. You know, his name is Lou, he plays in the band. And so they start talking. They're not talking about me, they're not talking about the music, they're talking about the old neighborhoods. And Kate.
Me and this fucking talk for hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Hours.
My father is from Harlem, 116th Street, put it out. His father, you know, he knows about his, my grandfather, was, you know, one of these guys. You know,
that's why we got the notes. People, you know?
But yeah, Vinny and my father talked.
Yeah, that was great, though. Yeah. I always think of that, too. Yeah. You know,
so when I tell my father time, he goes, he stays and says, happy birthday.
Cool,
and
wow.
And that's one of
that's
the cool,
a great.
Yo, that's one of the coolest things about hardcore is like how connected it is. You know what I'm saying? And how everybody comes from all over for hardcore. Like the love of hardcore and like, you know, you just look across this, just the four of us here. You know what I mean?
I mean, I've been talking to people from Japan, Holland,
all
over the planet.
This is so insane.
And I want to thank everybody out there, me and Lou DiBella and Isaac and Jay. You got to come to this store if you're in Connecticut.
Thank you, man.
Please, everybody. This is hardcore. This is the real deal. I mean, we're trying to keep
you don't get a bigger endorsement than that in your store.
I mean, we're trying to keep it together over here.
No, listen.
So,
people don't understand how big the hardcore community is, but also, when we go to Europe, they all over the world, they think that we just know each other from music. Right? But me, MQ, Hoya, we grew up together. So we would go.
There were kids in my house.
And we used to take this poor guy's house over in Little Italy in Mott Street.
I moved out.
And we would get so much trouble in the city, and he was he was like, oh.
They have a pile of bats in the corner. In case someone had beef, they come up. Hey, we got beef. Run down. My mother, what's going on? Yeah. Hey, it's okay.
No, sir. Vinny's fucking monster. His mother used to yell at Vinny, dinner's ready. He used to go upstairs to the house. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's like the old...
Pigeon coops.
The
old man, old Jewish man.
The
pigeon guy, my grandfather. He's a pigeon guy. Yeah. He don't know it, but he is. Because I'm in a pigeon club.
Well, tell us a little bit about the pigeon club, because I love this stuff.
Well, I'm in a pigeon club with my friend Johnny Pigeons. He was on the mic.
Yeah, he was a pigeon.
Yeah. He had a stool pigeon. Not a stool pigeon. Anyway, he was on the show with Mike Tyson.
Yeah,
he's a real pigeon guy. I went to pigeon shows with him a lot. And of course, I always show your name and you. Because he's an actual pigeon guy, even though he's
dead.
Really?
He's like the Dr. Agatha guy.
Listen to me, I got a beak. I'm terrified of birds.
Oh, my God, too.
You know what I used to do? Now, pigeon coop is really small, right? And there's a lot of pigeons. So I used to invite members. Here, come in the coop. Come in the coop.
Oh, man,
I go, wah! And all the pigeons fly all over us. Like,
we're
in a little box. And like 40 pigeons be flying around.
You know scared?
And freak people out. That was so cool.
You was scared of birds? And the funniest shit ever? Hoya.
Hey, no, shout out to
I love you. I'll tell you about the time the pelican attacked you and you ran like a bitch. We're Swedish.
He's good with bitches.
Pelican came too close. It chased fire like a block. Yeah,
So we've got the wine. We've also got our hate breed. Let me see the
game.
It's a lager.
It's a lager. Jamie's still my manager, by the way, everybody.
Everyone.
Yeah, no way. I ain't going to let him get away with that.
It's Bree Brew from Hate Breed.
Shout out to Wayne and the boys.
Bree Brew is
It's good.
The Hebrews drink the Brie Brews. The Hebrews drink the Brie Brews and get fucked up.
Yeah.
Buy it. Yeah. Buy it. Yeah. Buy it.
Yeah. There you go.
You want to talk?
Yeah.
I want to say, you remember? Oh, God. I was talking about this. A long time ago, I had a Patrick Ewing sweatsuit. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So I guess Tony knew about it. See, I told you. So listen, like, no, Patrick Ewing, I love Patrick. It's 87, yeah. I got a thing. So I go, yeah, I left it on the road, left it at the house one day, and they go, oh, we don't know where it is. So when his kid was born, he was in my Ewing outfit holding his kid. And a Mad Ball record. I was like, motherfucker. Yeah, I do it.
I got to make a confession. I just gave it away to a basketball guy. He took me to the Knicks game. Yeah, no, he had like front row tickets. I was like, I got to bring this guy something. As a matter of fact, I just sent him, I was telling somebody, I sent him a Stein. I bought it for $5. It cost me more money for shipping. Yeah, but I wait a minute. It was like, the Volunteers of America? Type place?
The Goodwill.
Shout out to Ben's dad who loves the Goodwill.
It's true. People don't know what they're throwing away. Like me, I'm a thrower away.
I am.
It's terrible. I got a small apartment, so what am I going to do?
Yeah, but listen, that apartment. Oh, you know what? Let's talk about
Paulie. So I want to apologize for that.
It's all right. I love you. Okay. Let's talk about Paulie.
I got this here. Anybody want for sale? By the way, we got the Danny Diablo special.
Paulie the Bulldog.
He's not very handsome to look at. And he's just like a hog, and he's always drinking my beer up. Hey, Paulie the beer drinking dog. Hey,
acoustic for later on.
Yo, I'm in. I got something for you and you and you. You're going to watch it. Everybody got to come in on it, too.
We're going to get through a couple more questions.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I got a guitar check here. I ain't got to worry about nobody.
Luther Bella. So, everyone knows about Luther Bella. He's Sub-Zero punk rock. He also has a new wave gothic band.
Talk about the thing over there. Black and Morning, Cure, Sisters of Mercy. It's got Drew from Into Another.
Youth of Today, one of the best hardcore albums ever.
Break down the walls, right? Yeah. But anyway, it's that. We got Derek from who's used to play in Stabbing Westward.
They were big, bro.
Yeah. We did a shout out to War God, who did a reissue of both sets.
Yeah, you were talking about wanting to do that.
Yeah.
He played in Filter, he played with Bob.
Filter was fucking
too,
man.
But yeah.
So Lou, what made you bring back Sub Zero now? What made you feel like the timing was right to kind of get back into it, especially like
I want to put the final nail on the coffin. I 30 fucking years with this shit. Yeah, get it. I don't want to go out like fade out with it. Just want to put something dope out and leave like that. You know, leave on top. Put the nail on the coffin and say goodbye.
So is this kind of like you're seeing this kind of as like your last?
Most likely, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And is this going to be a full album or EP or what?
It's an EP, but it's got 8 songs on it. So.
Sorry,
no, it's all right.
It's like when I was giving the speech to my best man at the wedding, and everybody's talking, and I didn't tell him.
Fuck ass! Shut the fuck up!
Well, listen, if there's one thing I can do is navigate through an episode, so I will keep us on track.
But I'm saying Luther Bella also, if you understand,
it's called Black and Morning. Black and Morning.
Is it Black and Morning?
Black and Morning. Black and Morning. Like morning, your morning grief. You know?
Sorry. We sorry.
I don't have it.
Right there?
No, I don't have it. With me.
Black?
I
trying to get it?
No, I don't have it. Yeah, go get it.
That's why I was trying to coordinate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know me. I'm always. I'm trouble with the belt.
Talk about how's it working with Scam Dust and Kusi and
so on. Oh my God.
So Scam. Tell me about
Scam Dust. Come on.
That was Lou's face to answer that question.
How was that? Answer this.
We had him. So hold on, really quick. We had him on Corona Chronicles episode, and it was insane. So I can't even imagine what it's like to be.
Well, He went to school with Hoya. So when I first met Richie Scam on in front of CBGB's, we clicked off immediately. Boom. And he comes to my house, and I was living on Rivington Street, with knocking on the door, fucking. 6 o'clock in the morning. What the fuck is this? 6 o'clock in the morning, knocking my door. And it's Richie Scam. You look through the people. He's like this. But he always bring me a gift. And it was like a jar of olives, some steaks, and a jacket.
Special things.
The FBI is looking for me. I gotta get a new place to hide. But I was him. You know,
it was.
Yeah, and for real, not even a joke. You know
that's
what
he's still with me.
Yeah.
Six in the morning, I come home 6 in the morning, he's standing on my fire escape with no shirt on, with Peter Green.
Yes!
My mission. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Well, I went on him with a mission to collect money. And put it this way, there was a stapler involved. And he had to,
had to,
you know.
Had to cash over. It was awesome.
That's amazing.
Richie, how do you know Richie?
Well, because see, I find, like
he
I said,
he's always passionate about what he was doing. You know, when we were doing Scarhead, he was always singing this song.
He would
recognize a rat. Yeah, you know, and we kind of make fun of him.
He was a great roadie.
No, but then when you put it to the fucking music, it was like, wow, this shit is
real.
He's talking about it, it's fucking real.
He's got a very good delivery.
And his personality.
It's not like anybody else, and that's good. I like that. You know what I mean? And what he did was fucking different. When he came up, he had this idea in his head for years. And he kind of did it. But I always said he should be an actor.
I always liked when he was he ended up on the cat collar. I thought he should have rode that out.
He can't be selling
Sigma when he was doing all the cat calling. Remember when he was on TV doing all that?
No, I love it. Everybody was hating on him.
No, I thought he was hating.
I love it. Get over it.
That nigga still not like Scam Dust.
It's a joke.
Yeah, yeah. He became a very good friend of mine, and he loved my mother, and my family. My sister's ex boyfriend was calling my mother up because she left him, and he's one of those guys, and he's leaving messages. So Richie Scam gets on the phone, get the number like this, and he talked to his parents, and he says he's gonna chop their heads off, like the parents. But normally you call the cops. But when the tone, if anybody knows him, you hear the tone of his voice. And you're not gonna call the cops because it's you believe it, and it's true. He's a great guy.
He's
a great guy.
That's me. So Vin, you guys obviously AF is always on the road, man. Jumping into this whole fucking pandemic where we can't do anything.
It's a little rough.
Yeah, what's that like for somebody like you, especially like you said? I mean, you spent
I've been
whole
on the road 40 years.
For 40 years.
Yeah, I used to change Willie Nelson's diapers.
What?
It's true.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
My girl goes, really?
He's a shit green. Yeah, all right. What are you going to do? It is what it is. Hey, there's troublemakers out there. Hey, yo. Get these troublemakers out of here. But what I'm doing a lot now is drinking wine.
Enjoying life.
Riding under the radar screen, trying to get through it like everybody else.
Right,
doing the best you could.
Right,
yeah. It'll go over when they're ready.
Yeah.
How excited are you to get back on stage? I can only imagine.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to be under the magic stick on April 22nd
in Detroit.
In St. Andrews Hall. I'm on St. Andrews Hall.
Anyway, I'm supposed to be on that tour, so, but if it God wants, we'll be there. God wants.
All right, so I'm going to, before we ask a small favor of you, we're going to just go around really quick and wrap up the...
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to ask you something. So we're, the stigma. You and I are working on reissuing your movie. So tell us, tell everybody who maybe missed it the first time about the movie and what's it about.
Naked at Night?
New York Blood is a movie, a B-rated movie that I made. I know it's a B-rated movie. You think I don't know? I know, well, it's a, but it's real. It's about a father and son saga, okay? Yep. It's got a lot of violence. They call it a gangster horror, kind of. But it's not. I don't see it that way.
It's a good movie.
But it has a message in it, and hey, listen, this is hardcore. This is on the no budget. We did this. We did this like this.
Yeah. Well, and that, listen, that's how hardcore is, right?
Yeah, so really.
We're going to end up, you and I are taking the movie, and we're going to reissue it on Static Era next year with the greatest hits of Stigma.
The greatest hits of Stigma.
So shout out to Gallo.
Yeah. Gallo,
shout out to
Nikki the Knife.
To Gallo, Nikki the Knife, and everybody for, we're going to coordinate this project, so keep your eye on the podcast, and me and Stigma are working on that. We're also working on our Stigma action figure that we had first talked about last year. Yeah, that's coming, and that's our big thing.
Comes with a face to that.
Subway.
So, and Lou.
Mine's just a funny nose.
Lou. Lou, so, and before we ask for a Stigma for a small favor, where can everybody keep up with you online? Shout out to the record. Let everybody know what's going on with Sub-Zero and where you're at.
Upstate Records.
Shout out
to Mario. Nice. And his wife. Family.
They're doing about the business, too.
Yeah, all about money, whatever. It's about getting the bands out there and fucking getting it heard.
I'm excited to see you guys back out there. Obviously, like, you and I got to work together back in the day, and it was a lot of
was
fun,
such a
man.
Pain in the ass.
No, you weren't. Yeah, not at all. Trust me, man. I had so much fun working on those two releases with you, so it's to see you
back.
He
just talked to Jamie. I don't know if he's lying, but he told Jamie
they're
re-releasing Suffering a Man.
Oh, awesome, man.
Richie's going to remix it and what's his name? He's going to remaster it. The legend.
Zeus.
No, the remaster guy. The mastering guy.
Oh,
Alan Dutch.
Alan Dutch.
Yeah. So, I found out yesterday. Yeah. Seven song, eight song EP is coming out next year.
And shout out to Instagrams. Where can everybody follow you online?
Instagram, Sub-Zero, NYHC. Whatever the fuck is next.
You'll see it on the screen over here.
It'll be right here.
I don't care.
It'll be right here. So listen.
I really don't.
We brought an acoustic guitar. Do you think we can get Vinny to play a couple songs at the end of the show?
I want my guitar tech to give it to me.
Shout out to the one and only
Guitar Tech right here.
Yeah,
we gotta get him in there.
Hold on.
No, I was playing guitar before I was born.
Alright, wait, hold on. Mr. Diablo has a story really quick.
I know Wayne from before Hatebreed when he was an ice pick with me.
Me too.
And poor
in between Hatebreed.
In between. I felt so bad for him. Hey, that's what, like, he just ran right into that mess.
Wayne's
Ben, stay right in the...
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Yeah!
I gotta give him his minute.
So, guys...
I got to keep my guitar tech over there.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us on Diablo's Den, episode number 11. Be sure to like and subscribe on the YouTube, the newsletter.
And you can talk us out of it, and we'll sing you out of it.
No, they're going to start off, but I just want to shout out one more time to my boy Steve STB Records for bringing Ease
Out.
Yeah, Steve!
My girlfriend Storm, happy birthday.
Yo,
happy birthday, DJ Muggs, thank you for the soul sassy stuff.
Shout out Mike. I got to shout out my boy Mike Z and Ear One Productions for holding us down and doing the audio today. I got to shout out Jamie Michalizzi's Eyes for bringing the cake. I got to shout out my girlfriend Ben for holding it down. I got to shout out my boys Yvonne and Mark for helping me out at the store. And everybody behind the scenes that
we'll end it up like this.
We're going to end it like this. Vinny Stigma Acoustic at Static Era. Guys, biggest stream. I don't think I could have ever made it happen. Cheers.
sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart.
Thank you very much, Jay! Girl. Come on, everybody!
Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Yay! Thank you, Jay. We almost said podcast.
I was out on Reno Stay at night. Every day I was holding tight. Up ahead, it's getting loud. Baby, just a little while. I could bet you to let that night when I kiss my baby like this. Let everybody la 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 la. Oh, where can my baby be? Lord, took her away from me. She's got to have it, so I gotta be good so I can see my baby when I leave. This world.
Thank you!
One of the original goth songs. That song right here.
What's that other one?
Yeah, that is
right.
Right. Right.
That
is
right.
Right.
Right. Right.
Go ahead.
Me.
sang it there for eternity. No more lonely summer nights. Is what you make it. Well, I know we're gonna make it going everywhere we go. Life to be sweet, sweetheart. Hello, I love you. Hello again, da la shaboom, shaboom, everybody. La 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 shaboom, shaboom. La 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 la. Well, life to be sweet. Is what you make it. When I know when we can make it going everywhere we go. Life to be sweet, sweet home. Hello, I love you. Hey, how are you, Gator? La, shaboom, shaboom. La, 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 shaboom, shaboom. La, 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 I love you.
Shaboom, shaboom.
There you go. I'm a little drunk right now. I can't remember all the songs.
Real quick.
My guitar tech. My pick.
Real quick. My pick. See what he just did there? Fuck all these fucking hardcore dudes say, oh, it's weak to talk about your girl and shit like that. You know what? Back in those days, that's all they said.
Hey, hey, your girl. Leave your girl. Leave my girl.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? A hard motherfucker has a nice girl by his side and can fuck you up at the same time. So there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean?
Right, Lou.
Straight up.
That's right,
Lou. Right, Lou.
That's great.
That was awesome.
Yeah, guys. That was good. That was fun.
Nice job.
Good job. I love you.
One Hit Thunder is a podcast where we both celebrate and have a good laugh about bands and artists that had just one hit that we all know. Each week, we're joined by a guest from the world of music or comedy to learn more than you ever thought you would about some songs that you can't forget, and we decide if they brought the One Hit Thunder or were nothing more than a one hit blunder. Look, if you listen to the show, you're probably going to laugh, and I guarantee you're going to crush next time the bar has music trivia. Tag Team, Jane Child, Meredith Brooks, Looking Glass, Sean Mullins, Eiffel 65, EMF, Crash Test Dummies, Crazy Town, Chumbawamba. We have hundreds of episodes in our back catalog and a new episode each week, so pass the Dutchie, make sure you're connected, and subscribe to One Hit Thunder wherever you get your pods.